USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and U.S. Marshals continue searching Monday morning for a former Travis County Sheriff Detective, Stephen Broderick, after a shooting on Sunday in Austin, Texas, killed at least three people near an apartment complex in Northwest Austin. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, on Monday introduced legislation that targets big tech groups, including Amazon and Google, by making it more difficult to market and use certain online services. The Bust Up Big Tech Act would ban tech companies from market search engines, marketplaces, and exchanges from advertising or selling their own goods and services on their websites in a way that competes with third-party groups. A suspected poacher was trampled to death by a herd of elephants in South Africa over the weekend. The man and two alleged accomplices tried to run away when rangers spotted them at Kruger National Park. One of the suspects told rangers that the group ran into a herd of elephants when trying to escape. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Two of the planet's biggest polluters have agreed to focus on climate change. China and the United States have come to terms. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States and China, in a joint statement this weekend, have agreed to work together on climate change. President Joe Biden is planning to host a virtual summit this week and has invited a few dozen world leaders to participate. Climate change has been among his top priorities. The United States rejoined the Paris Climate Accord in the first hours of his presidency. Biden sent Special Envoy John Kerry to Asia for meetings with his Chinese counterpart last week. The virtual summit is planned for this Friday and Saturday.
Climate change includes both global warming, driven by human emissions of greenhouse gases, and the resulting large-scale shifts in weather patterns. Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use about 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Since the president announced the September withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan, there's been a debate whether this is a smart move or not. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11 and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
The leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed by special forces in Pakistan 10 years ago under President Obama. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University using the Hubble Space Telescope have spotted a rare double quasar in the distant universe, implying a catastrophic galactic collision 10 billion years ago. Quasars are powered by supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.